I rang a tenner from the East Coasters with us today, Selwyn Parata. And, of course, the chair of Te Mata Tini. Not surprisingly, an announcement has come out of a move for Te Mata Tini, but still to be held here in Tāmaki Makaurau, just delayed for another year. Selwyn, thank you for your time today on Pākehā. Waha, tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. Hoki rā, tēnā hoki koutou e noho ake rā I roto Tāmaki Makaurau, I runga I ngā pēhitanga o te wā. Koe anō, ko te aroha ki a koutou. Kia tau ngā manaakitanga a te wāhingaro ki runga. Kia koutou katoa o roto Tāmaki Makaurau. Hoti rā, horapa ki te motu. Tēnā. Te kore pare atu te mate weriweri nei, te mate korona, te mate delta. I waho, wahora wātu o Aotearoa.
Kia ora, Selwyn, and thank you for that kōrero too. 76 days we've been in this situation here in Tāmaki, and while an announcement is due this afternoon, I guess many people aren't harbouring too many hopes of a quick change, because it looks like we could be climbing into the hundreds of cases daily now. Very frustrating, but that's the reality. COVID has thrown our kapahaka into areas that we haven't been in before. Yes, we're maybe and a maybe and then a no. But look, whilst disappointing the delaying of Mata Tini for 2022, I guess not surprising, and some would say a very sensible decision. What were some of your thoughts as you had to consider the realities of staging an event during these most difficult of times, Selwyn?
Well, first of all, Dale, Te Mata Tini worked on relationships since it was decided to hold the Mata Tini in Auckland at Eden Park. And we've worked on relationships with Ngāti Whātua, Ōrākei, and the iwi in Ākarana, the Auckland City Council, sponsors, businesses, and the kapahaka fraternity in Tāmaki Makaurau. That's been a lot of hard work by a lot of people. And, you know, we had to have discussions with lots of people, because Te Mata Tini is the penultimate cultural festival for performing arts, for kapahaka in the world. And COVID has changed all that. And our kaupapa has always been tiakina te whakapapa, tiakina te kapahaka. And we took great strides in getting expert advice from Dr. Rawiri Jensen, Dr. Rawiri Taonui, Dr. Lisa Fraser, people who have been involved in Auckland at the heart of all this turmoil that's creating devastation in our minds and across the country. So that was foremost in our minds when we made the decision. And it was a collective decision from Te Mata Tini board. We actually set out a plan, and due to the changing nature of the Delta in New Zealand and the way the government is leading us in this pandemic. I liken it to the Third World War, Dale. 10 million people have died as a result of this Delta virus. Fortunately, only 26 in New Zealand, and we're encouraging everybody who's participate, has participated, or has got an opinion about Kapahaka, and that's the whole of Te Ao Māori, to support our iwi, to support our health providers, and encourage ourselves to get vaccinated. Not just for me, but for us, for our families, for our children, for our pakeke, and for the protection of our communities, our marae, and this country. We are the tangata whenua of Aotearoa, and it's our duty, I would say, to protect our whenua. And so Te Matatini's made that decision on all that information. We also ran a survey a couple of weeks ago out to our Papahaka fraternity. We've got just under 700 responses, and 84% of them were Kapahaka members, and the other 16% were the Ngā Kai Tautoko. And the things that were coming out of our survey were, in order for people to feel safe to attend the festival in Tāmaki Makaurau, they wanted to ensure that we had appropriate health and safety plans and procedures in place. And we also made a decision that Te Matatini will require all participants of Te Matatini Herenga Waka Herenga Tangata National Kapahaka Festival 2023 to comply with the New Zealand Government COVID-19 rules and regulations. Now, this is applicable at the time of the event, including any requirement to be vaccinated against COVID-19 and to provide acceptable proof of vaccination unless required by applicable law. So our decision wasn't made on a hunch. We actually had a great deal of discussion, robust discussion.
And it's a decision that allows for some flexibility, because bearing in mind where we're at come 2023, but even so, you want those who are participating to adhere to what are the legal requirements. This is an issue that's being grappled with by many different sectors of our community, Selwyn. Thank you for sharing some kōrero as to why the decision to postpone has been made and the expectation that accompanies that. Kia ora mō manaakitanga ki te kaupapa I tēnei rā, e ahoa. Nei rā te mihi kā koe e Selwyn.
Kia ora, Dale.
Thanks, Selwyn.
I just want to say to all of us, arm up and protect our families, our friends, our relations, our tūranga waiwai, and above all, Aotearoa. Kia ora.